Soon after I made that decision for Christ, the Lord said to me, first, build a house of prayer. So in 1982, my father and I worked together to build a small chapel on the highest point of the farm. It has a thatched roof and is big enough to seat up to 150 people, and there is a big picture window looking out over the whole farm, the forests, the paddocks with the grazing cattle, the maize lands, and the windmill. Seeing that little chapel become the focus of prayer for the growing community at Shalom has been a wonderful thing. We hold services each Sunday in English and Zulu, white and black sitting together, men and women, old and young, and every church and denomination, all worshiping together because we love the Lord. When we held a baptism service on the farm, I had been approached by a group of Indians from another town who asked if they could baptize some ladies. Our hearts were touched as we saw those dignified elderly Hindu ladies breaking the ice at the edge of the pool and wading into the cold water up to their waists. Our pastor came out to perform the baptism, and afterwards he had a prophetic word for me and Jill. This place is going to be like Noah's Ark, he said. It will be a refuge for those in the storms of life to come and receive peace and hope. We prayed that it might be so. We never thought that the person most in need of those gifts might be me.